I'm visiting with one of our sponsors, FMC, and Gail Stratman. You guys have really expanded your product offerings and solutions, I guess, that you can bring to the grower. Let's talk a little bit about the fact that at this point, you really are offering almost like year-round management tools. And tell us kind of what's a little bit of the, you know, bird's eye view of the things that FMC brings to that concept.
Well, as you mentioned, FMC has really grown over the years, and our portfolio has really expanded. And that's been really a focus for us, is to offer growers more of a complete solution to do that. And so, you know, as we go into 2015, growers need to develop a plan, whether that's, you know, especially we're talking about pest management. Put a plan together, sit down with your agronomist, sit down with your retailer, and put those plans in place now. Because as we go into 2015, one of the first things growers are talking about in a lot of the areas is try to control costs. Because as commodity prices have come down, they're going to be looking at trying to find places to save. And so as you put together a year-round weed management or pest management program, look at those products that deliver the performance for you, that provide the best return on your investment. Because year in, year out, those probably products are probably going to maximize your profitability. So as you go into 2015, those are some critical things to be thinking about as you put your plan together.
Well, speaking of winter and looking ahead to 2015, what can growers be doing right now to prepare themselves for this next season?
Well, as they finish up harvest this time of the year, think back to those fields that you were covering with that combine. Think about the weed problems that you might have seen out there. Document those, and then go talk to your agronomist again or your retailer and say, and try to figure out what's the best approach for that. Generally, that's going to be, you know, putting a solid residual herbicide down early in the season, then following that with a post-emergence herbicide in season, probably combining that with a residual herbicide so that you control those weeds as far into the season as you can. So, you know, this is the time of the year where it's best to evaluate what you had this year, where your problems were, where you can get better, and already be thinking about how to improve on that in 2015.
Well, we always like to talk about what's new, and could you tell us a little bit about what's new with FMC, especially in the area of wheat and cotton? Because I think with the Anthem, we'll call it platform or whatever, that there's something new there.
We do. Just recently, we introduced another product in the Anthem platform called Anthem Flex. This product is going to be marketed in wheat as well as in cotton for residual weed control. Anthem is very active on a number of weeds. It's a grass herbicide, but also brings tremendous broadleaf control. Extremely strong on the pigweeds, which are can be a problem in both wheat and cotton. And it allows growers to have another residual option, another active ingredient that they can go after those weeds in both wheat and cotton. In wheat, it's you apply this product, you know, as the wheat is just emerging, but it's extremely strong on some of those early grasses like Italian ryegrasses, which is becoming a problem for a lot of growers in a lot of parts of the country. In cotton, like I said, we talked about the pigweed control it can provide, but it's going to be basically used as a between the row or row middle type application to provide a residual product with some post-emergence activity, control those pigweeds and morning glories and some of those other weeds that growers are going to see in season. So if they're looking for another option for residual performance, Anthem Flex is definitely one they want to check out in 2015.
Well, we'll definitely let them know about that and point them to where they can get more information. That is Gail Stratman with FMC, one of our sponsors for coverage of this year's NAFB convention. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.